Hey everybody, it's Nathan, and before we begin this episode of the F5, I want to give a shout out to Rishi. Rishi is our newest captain in the Dwight Army of Champions. The way he became a captain is by giving the F5 a shout out in a podcast review for a different Office podcast. And I'm not going to say which one, but it has some people that were on The Office on it. If you would like to be in the Dwight Army of Champions, just shout out the podcast somewhere in public, send us a screenshot and email it to us at theoff5podcast@gmail.com. On to the show.
Welcome to the Off5.
Off5. Season 4, episode 3/5/6. Depending on what you're doing.
Yeah, and what are we doing?
What are we doing? We're talking about a launch party.
Oh, lunch party. I thought it was a lunch party. A lunch party.
Yeah, that's better. It came out October 11th.
2007.
And here's the description of the episode. Wikipedia is the best thing ever.
It's really short.
So short.
In this episode,
Dunder Mifflin prepares
for the launch
of their new
website.
Dwight
tries to outsell the website.
Andy makes a move for Angela.
And Michael kidnaps a pizza delivery boy.
The
just
end.
The normal things. Normal things.
Yeah. And since we're not writing this description at all, but we're not doing it for like TV guide, right? We can just tell you what happens. Dwight does beat the website.
And Andy does make a move for Angela, which is rejected. But then maybe?
Maybe.
Not.
And the pizza boy is eventually released. Hopefully there's no charges.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a lackluster, you know, some hero. I don't like to throw around the word hero very much, but really all you need to have to be a hero is be honest, empathy, respect, and open-mindedness to go change this Wikipedia page. I don't know how. Do you know how?
Isn't there just an edit button at the bottom?
Don't you have to make an account?
Oh, so they can trace it back if you're giving incorrect information?
Yeah. Who is this 4chan loser?
I don't know, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because we've already done... By the time that this has been spoken, we've already done this episode, and then it would just be a waste.
Yeah. You can't step into the same Wikipedia page twice, because the Wikipedia page is different.
Always changing, always flowing.
And we're pretty similar, but
yeah,
still technically different, because of our haircuts.
Which is fashion.
But there is something else. I wanted to talk about the pizza delivery boy, played by Kevin McHale.
Yeah, Kevin McHale is known for his role on Glee.
Glee. And he was also in a boy band group.
Called what?
NLT, which stood for Not Like Them. They were discovered by Chris Stokes in 2006, who subsequently signed them to his label, The Ultimate Group. I haven't heard of any of these things. And
yeah.
In March 13th, 2007, earlier this year, that this episode came out, they released their first single, That Girl.
How does it go?
That girl isn't good for you. And then they also opened for the Pussycat Dolls on tour.
Wow.
Yeah. When I grow up, I want to be famous. Something.
I want to have boobies.
Is that what you thought they said?
Isn't it?
No.
I want to be in movies.
That's the way it rhymes with, but it's I want to have groupies, I think.
Oh.
But I was talking to Brianna. I was like, why do they say I want to grow up and have boobies?
That's what I thought they said.
Sounds like they're saying
to these
kids.
For sure.
I thought that every time I heard it. Because I just do it on DDR. But good DDR song.
Yeah.
And then this band NLT also made a guest appearance in the film Bratz, the movie.
Wow. They were really into the early 2000s teen bop scene.
Mm-hmm. And McHale, along with Timbaland, co-wrote the song She Said, I Said.
So that girl, she said, I said,
yeah.
She said, maybe inspired by his time on The Office.
Oh,
and
that's what she said, I said.
That girl said, that's what.
Are they going to say, because she said,
yeah.
In the Beatles? Like, and then they made a follow-up thing called Raspberry Playground Sometimes.
And then also, Michael Scott later on, in this series, The Office, says that his favorite character on Glee is the invalid, which is...
That's him?
Yeah, that's him.
I
so that's Inception.
Wow. And so with his band, NLT, on April 30th, 2009, member Travis Michael Garland announced that NLT had split during a press conference during which all the reporters went, Travis Michael! Travis Michael! What band? Who are you?
Press conference.
What are some of your songs? And he's like That Girl or She Said I Said? Like the Beatles? This is over. Goodbye. We're broken up.
Never to be heard from again.
Till right now. So, Great Scott, Productions of Trivia. This episode was directed by Ken Whittingham, written by Jennifer Colata. We all know the song. We've sang it over and over again. If you like Jennifer Colata.
So. Oh.
We're not going to sing it again.
I thought you were going to take a chance on me.
Yeah. According to Jennifer Colata and Getting Caught in the Rain, the idea for the first scene of the episode where the office workers are watching a logo bounce around on the television screen came with... Oh. Because we're going to crack in a cold open. This is the worst trivia. I'm not going to read that anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's based on, like, real life.
Yeah. Here's some trivia, though.
What?
Since the Wikipedia page sucks, I just made it up. You know, I made up what I'm saying. When Jim and Michael are driving around to go to New York, they're clearly in California.
Oh, like, yeah.
See the mountains and stuff. It's obviously not on the way between Pennsylvania and New York. Not even close.
Yeah, that was one thing that they should have done in front of a green screen.
It reminded me of the Austin Powers thing when they're driving in the English countryside. And then Austin's like, you know what's amazing? How the English countryside in no way looks like Southern California. They're just like going up like a desert mountain.
That's good.
And the total for their pizza is $63.50, but they got 8 pizzas.
That's pretty good.
It's only $8 a pizza, roughly.
I don't know why he was saying, like, did you really think I would spend $64 on pizza? It's
I know.
I've done that like twice in the last week.
Ooh.
I'm kidding.
Just for you.
I'm kidding. But
that's not a lot. And also, there aren't a lot of people in this office. So 8 pizzas is actually kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Each of them get more than half a pizza, right?
And what's worse, having a lot of bad pizza?
Yes.
Or a medium amount of good pizza?
What's worse?
Yeah.
I guess the first one.
Correct.
Thank you.
Another piece of trivia. When Meredith comes up to have her cast signed by Jim and singles him out, he signs it John Krasinski.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Because that's his signature. Jim's.
He doesn't know anything else.
Wow. He couldn't even try.
Jim Halpert. Jimothy.
Krasinski.
Jim Krasinski.
Is Jim short for John? Or James?
James.
Yeah.
James.
Is James short for John? No, it's longer.
James. Why don't you ask your best friend James?
Okay. Text him. He doesn't usually text me back, though. Aww. Not right away.
Oh. Okay.
Then, like, after 3 days, he's like, sorry.
But you guys know your best friend, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to think about that.
Oh, no. I didn't mean that.
Let's do our references to pop culture in a section we like to call Kevin's Chili. Actually, I don't like to call it that much. Section called Kevin's Chili's.
There's a book that's referenced and actually thrown on the ground called Oh, the Places You'll Go.
No. It's Green Eggs and Ham.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different book. Good stuff, though.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, no.
Green Eggs and Ham.
That was actually the joke.
Yep.
Now I'm the butt of the joke.
You're the... yes. What about... There's a reference to a movie where he says, I'll be back.
Terminator?
Yeah.
He says that a lot.
And he also says, I'm leaving... Inside Jim's car.
It's John Denver.
Yeah. John Denver, who was leaving on a jet plane and then died in a plane.
Yikes.
But I don't think it was a jet plane. It's just a little one-person plane that he was flying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the music video of John Denver skiing while singing?
I'm getting deja vu, though. I think you might have mentioned this.
Oh, it's my favorite video. That's why I talk about it every chance I get.
Watch it. Look it up. You should
also
share it on the Finer Things Club, our Facebook group, and then I'll look at it.
Okay. Also, the television personality Al Roker.
Oh, that's right. Al Roker.
Who says, now here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Hmm. He was the weatherman.
Yep.
Yep. Or he maybe still is.
Maybe.
Yeah. And then the big song.
ABBA.
ABBA. Take a Chance on Me. I looked it up. Pretty good. Except for the beginning.
It's a great song.
I thought the like the actual part, I didn't realize it was actually a cappella at the beginning of that song. I thought they were doing other things.
No, it's
take
so
chance,
good.
Take a chance. But once that
I
part...
I want to have boobies.
Once that part of the song was over, I thought it was really good. Actually, I think the part right after...
What the heck?
He, you can't when just... he wraps up...
Yeah.
The a cappella part.
Yeah.
In the movie version. I think like the next part of the song is even better.
I like the whole song. It's ABBA. It's a classic.
Take a chance on
Mamma Mia.
Is it in Mamma Mia? Because mm-hmm. that's a musical based on their
ABBA
music,
songs. Yeah.
But not like they didn't write it for that, right?
Right.
Right.
I think. It's like Across the Universe. Which came first? ABBA or Mamma Mia? The chicken or the egg?
ABBA.
There you go.
So it's not like a riddle. It's just a question. Who was born first? George Washington or you?
Correct. It was George Washington.
No, it was a good song.
Yeah.
Great tempo. It's got a nice smooth sound. I think I'm going to listen to ABBA. I've never I've never really listened to ABBA ever. I've listened
to
like little songs when they're playing and I didn't choose to listen to non-consensual ABBA.
One time I was at a tiny bar in Missouri and this woman, there's a jukebox and this woman who had no teeth, and it was like the type of bar where you could like smoke inside.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman put on Dancing Queen by ABBA, and I went over to her and I was like, this is a great song, have you seen Mamma Mia? And she was like, yes, it gave me goosebumps. That's it.
But not teeth.
I hope she's not listening now.
Why? She sounds nice.
She was
okay. Let's do fashion show at lunch.
There's a lot of fashion moments in this episode.
Can I go first? Because
yeah, go ahead.
I only have one, so I'm not going to... You're probably just going to take it, and then I won't have any.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Michael's shiny purple shirt.
The European cut.
It's too tight. Way too tight.
And then they're like, why is it even that tight?
Yeah.
And then he's just standing there awkwardly, like... And then he's like to the guy putting the TV, fixing the TV, hey, what's going on?
I love it. And then like while they're talking... Pam and I think Angela, he's still talking to Kelly. How much weight could I lose?
Oh yeah. He's just like, depends how much you've eaten today.
Yeah, it just depends how much you've eaten today. I always heard that part, but then afterward when they're still talking, you can still kind of hear them. I don't hear what he says, but she's like, well, that's a lot of carbs.
Yeah. That doesn't usually happen that often, that you have like an overlapping conversation,
right?
I mean, she was, because Pam was on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was like the main focal point. But
yeah, the one I was thinking of was when it's like Stanley and he's trying to get, Michael's trying to get Stanley to tell him what he thinks. He's like, you really want to tell me what I think? And like we heard it, or I like transcribed it or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like overlapping with another conversation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. Those were the good old days.
Oh, yeah. Back in season 2?
Probably.
Maybe? Yeah. Well, what else you got for fashion? Oh, wait. Do you like the purple shirt?
No. It's the wrong size. It's like really tight up in the like chest area.
It's like poorly made. Do you think it's because Steve Carell is secretly kind of buff?
I actually think he is.
Because
he has nice pecs, obviously.
Yeah, because they like try to kind of cover it up. He's not overweight at all. Like you can tell during Fun Run and stuff that he actually is in really good shape. But I wonder if they like purposely tailored the shirt to be a bad fit. Because when you're looking at it, you're like, oh, it's too tight. But you couldn't get a bigger size. That would also look bad.
Yeah.
It would be a bad shirt then, too. So it's a bad cut.
It's a European shirt. Cut.
But he doesn't have, like, a crazy, weirdly shaped body. So it must be that they, like, let's get the, like, costume person over here to, like...
tighten the back.
Yeah, or, like, gradually tighten the seams as they're, like, getting up so that it makes it a weird cut. Or maybe, maybe they just, like, safety pinned it in the back or something.
Yeah. I wonder how this would look with his woman's suit.
Pretty nice.
Mysterious.
Yeah. It's actually the same color as that lining.
Yeah.
But so cute that he's like trying to get dressed up for this.
I know.
It's adorable. Okay.
And he didn't ask Jan at home, like where normal people try stuff on.
He was planning on changing at the office, which,
The only other thing I have is Dwight's unshaven face. And I don't think this is a fashion statement. I think it's just goes to show how depressed he is.
Neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Crockett over here.
Yeah, unlike Ryan, it's manicured, very, nice 5 o'clock shadow. This is just like neglect.
I'm sorry, but doesn't the man in manicure mean hands?
Okay, yeah, you're right.
You can't manicure your face.
Okay,
unless
well
you do
then
it with your hands, maybe.
What would you say? What would you call it?
Exactly. Prim and proper.
Prim and proper. Prim and proper.
Look, it looks prim.
Trimmed.
Trimmed and primed.
Primed and proper.
And pruned. That's all we got for fashion?
The only other thing I had was depends on how much you've eaten today, mm-hmm. when Kelly says that, but that's already been mentioned, so.
And the Pizza by Alfredo's Pizza delivery shirt sure looks crappy.
Yeah, it does.
Not unrealistically crappy, but just not a good shirt. Like
no.
One of those polos you get when you work at a pizza delivery place.
And it makes sense that actor was in a boy band because his hair is like kind of Justin Bieber kind of haircut with like...
For that era.
Streaks.
Yeah.
Highlights.
I don't know. I kind of thought he looked like a loser.
What did you call him?
A loser.
What did you call
him? A loser. Stop saying it. No, yeah.
Should we move on to we gotta make sure YouTube comes down to film this?
Let's do it. And this is the section where we talk about when it's a documentary and when it's not very much like a documentary.
One of my favorite moments was while Jim was signing Meredith's cast and the camera pans over to Creed just smiling and nodding.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Wait.
He's like signing it and then
yeah.
He's like,
This is when Meredith says, I'm singling you out.
I'll read this when I get home.
Yeah. It's on her pelvis. So weird.
So weird.
So you know how...
How does she pee?
Catheter. So you say John Krasinski signed his real name, right?
Yeah.
Do you think anyone else signed their real name?
I didn't see anyone else's signature on there.
She was singling him out. But you know what I'm thinking? She got the cast to sign her cast.
Oh, no.
Thank you. I'll be here all episode, unfortunately.
Loser.
What did you say?
What else we got?
So there's two dash cameras in the car when Michael and Jim are driving. But much like Women's Appreciation, there's also another camera of a person that's not in the car driving with them. Probably because they would be like moving around at the launch party if they'd gone. So you notice that when they stop and then they have to turn around, that there's a camera outside when they're pulling away, and that's when you see Michael throw
yeah.
the book out the window.
Yeah.
Litter bug.
Yeah.
Could have donated it to a school. to a church.
To the Scots Tots.
That's right. They're not going to get much in this world.
Oh.
Actually, they're too old for this. Yeah, so all the places you go, that's about something being going out there. For some reason, like, it's not the one I read. I don't think I've ever read that one.
It's like about achieving great things.
Oh, okay.
It's very perfect for the situation.
Mm-hmm. Probably
which is
not necessary for
no.
a person like Ryan at the
no.
age Ryan is.
Yeah.
When he's out there hanging out with Vince Vaughn and stuff, he probably doesn't need all the places you'll go.
He's already there.
Yeah.
The places you'll go will be a bowling alley, yeah. cafe.
And Michael Scott Paper Company. Just in like a closet. So, yeah.
So doesn't make for a very good Dr. Seuss book.
I guess the last thing about the documentary is there's a lot of footage of TVs, CRTs, cathode ray televisions in this one, and just how bad those look when you film them all close up. You know, so like when Ryan's talking or when...
Oh, yeah.
The guy from the dinner party or cocktail party, whatever. The one at David Wallace's house. That guy when
yeah.
he's talking
mm-hmm.
and it like zooms in and he's like so
pixelated.
Blurry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not even pixelated. Well, I guess... Oh, no. It just looks awful.
Yeah, and... Ryan says, look at that image, crystal clear.
Yeah. Maybe it is if you didn't run it through like a really old television.
Yeah.
But the image keeps like freezing.
Oh, yeah.
For seconds. So it'll be like someone's mouth will be open for a second while they're still talking.
Yeah. There you go. Technology.
Sometimes old fashioned things are best. Just send,
sure.
you just send everyone in,
Turtles.
Around. No, notarized letters.
Oh. Yeah. You could do that too.
Yeah.
There's another moment with Ryan where he's in his corporate office. Well, you assume it's his office, and he's got his feet up on the table doing an interview. And then you hear, I'm assuming it's David Wallace, come in and say, hey, you can do that in your own office or in the hallway, but stay out of my office.
Not David Wallace.
Who is it?
It shows the name on the desk, and it's Thomas Dean.
Oh.
I think Thomas Dean. The, like, CEO.
Okay.
Whereas David Wallace is the
COO.
CFO, I think, yeah. I hope it's Thomas Dean. It was something Dean.
Okay.
But yeah, because I was like, could they not really not get his voice? Because it was clearly a different voice, but it was different. But I don't know whose voice it was. I couldn't find that.
Hmm.
Because there was no Wikipedia entry for whose voice was that.
Once again, you could be a hero and add that.
But I don't know. I'll just
no,
put that
I'm
in
saying like to our listeners. Oh, okay. If you do know, yeah. If you happen, if it's you.
As a lot of people think that the voice that comes in is David Wallace's, but actually it's not. And a lot of people wonder who it's voiced by, and we don't know. Done. That'll inform the people. A lot of people are saying, yeah.
The only other moment I remembered was, or that stood out to me, was Kevin's look when Andy is asking Angela out, which now I don't remember what it was, but it was significant at the time.
Who's?
Kevin's.
Kevin's look?
When Andy is asking Angela out.
With
so
the song?
Like,
or before that?
Before that, when he comes over and he's like, you're looking for a dinner and a drink? Well, you're not going to find it in that box.
Yeah.
Kevin's like,
what's he doing?
Yeah.
Kevin ate grapefruit for lunch again.
What's bad about that?
Tzatziki.
The farting or the smell of the actual tzatziki?
Probably that. Like feta, you got some pepperoncinis, some breath, maybe some lamb. Not the most best smells.
Yeah, that's true.
But I like them, those smells.
Me too.
But, you know, I usually associate those smells with eating it, not yeah. with just doing my work.
Yeah.
So I could imagine it would be worse in that context.
Yeah, that's true.
I always thought eating Greek food and kids would go together. But I have to be one or the other now. So let's do crack open a cold open, where we talk about the opening and also what we're drinking. We didn't say what we were drinking last time, did we?
No.
Coffee and booze.
Now we're drinking beer.
Yeah.
The double dry hopped
Imperial
IPA from Odell Brewing.
It's got Chinook and Galaxy hops, and I recommend you get one for yourself if you want one.
Wonder where the Chinook and Galaxy hops are from.
Probably the Pacific Northwest, where all hops are from.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So this is the cold open. One of my favorite cold opens in the world of any show.
It's so good.
So good. You want to set it up and I'll knock them down, or vice versa?
So they're all in the conference room listening to Michael's boring meeting, and every one of his statements is aligning with what he thinks what he's saying, but it's actually the DVD screensaver, and they're just waiting for it to hit the bottom corner or top corner or right corner or left corner at a right angle, or like straight on. That's it.
I'm confused by bottom corner or left corner.
Or right corner or top corner. Or left corners corner. Were. Okay, start again. They're waiting for the DVD screensaver to hit the corner.
Go right
any
in the
corner.
Corner.
Any corner.
Corner pocket, they said. Yeah. So they said that this was based on the writers thinking that when they're writing.
Oh, yeah.
But I had also thought that before. I would watch those things go around. The one I was looking at wasn't square like this, though. It was that one that says DVD that if you look at it too long starts to look like a face.
Oh, yeah. Or the, I remember like the Windows logo, too. Like,
did it bounce around?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Remember the flying toasters?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Remember the maze?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, so it's really funny because they're like, come on, and you know.
He's like, okay, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, you gotta believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really like when Jim has the talking head where he's like, Pam claims she saw it when she was alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she's like, did Jim say he didn't see it? I saw it.
She's so funny.
Yeah, she is.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's proven right. But you think that, like, that's not random? That, like, that is on a preset. So, like, every, I don't know, like, 4 hours or whatever, you would see it hit the corner, right?
I don't know. Maybe. You just have to wait for it to do it twice and then see how long it was and then set a timer and see.
Yeah.
Sounds less fun.
Because, yeah.
Just watching.
That's true. But, I mean, if it happened once, it's going to happen again, right? Because it's not going to be just, like, randomly floating. Like, it had to be, like, programmed. So, it has to be on a loop, right?
No, I don't think it's a loop. I think it's bouncing at a certain angle each time, and then it just plays. I don't think it ever loops.
Oh.
So then using, you know, you could use math to figure out when it'll go back in there.
Oh.
But it might be really complicated math. I'm not sure. But I guess it would happen the same amount of time. But also, might go into a different corner the next time.
Yeah, that's true.
So it'll be hitting at that angle, but then if it hits in the corner, then it's going to change the angle again, I think.
Yeah, that's too complicated. It would be better to just watch it.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, it's one of those really realistic, relatable ones.
Yeah.
And it's cool. And that's what Michael never knows.
And it's cool to see all of the office, like, kind of on the same page mm-hmm. and excited about something.
Even Angela's like, we're getting up.
Yeah. And, like, even though Michael's not part of the joke, he still thinks that he did a great job at the meeting. Like, that's, he's like.
But he didn't.
No, he didn't. But he's like, some days I'm just on fire.
He's talking about something and nobody's paying attention. And no. Neither was I. So I don't know what it was. Something about.
It was about. He's like, why do we have to. We have so much colored paper. And he says collared paper.
I noticed that.
Which is like a reference to, remember when he says colored greens?
Yeah. And then he gets corrected. And so now he thinks collared is right for everything. He like took that message and ran with it.
Collared paper. Like, why are we printing on white all right. the time?
That's what the Academy Awards were wondering. The Oscars were, yeah.
The Oscar Nunez.
Paper so white. Hashtag. Yeah, I think he was looking for a golden ticket idea.
He was. He didn't find it today, but...
Maybe. Maybe if he wears another purple item in the future, he'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're, like, rushing... No, not rushing, but I think we're going through it pretty quickly. Do we have any other segments?
Yeah, we have how the turntables.
Oh, I did not write any down for this. Do you have any of those?
The only thing I have is... So, Michael's talking about how... The Dunder Mifflin Infinity is Ryan's brainchild.
Oh, right.
And Ryan is his brainchild, so it's his brain grandchild.
But Ryan's not his brainchild.
Yeah, he like constantly refers to himself as a senior and Ryan as a freshman. Like he's just.
Yeah.
I mean, he has been there longer, but Ryan
but
is
your
above
brainchild
him.
Is your idea, not a person.
Not your person, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. And I also just love the motif of Michael talking about having grandkids.
Yeah.
Because
I forgot to mention that last episode when he's like, I have a few kids of
a few of my own I want someday. Oh, I can't believe we forgot that. It's so funny when you see that guy's face.
Yeah,
it's
really
because I think you actually see his face like, change. He's like, I have a few of my own. And he's like about to nod. And then it was a date. And he's like, oh.
That's so weird.
Cool. Well, I have a question.
Go ahead.
How long was the hostage situation? Question. Because they ordered and got more pizza while it was happening.
And you have to assume that they got the pizza around noon. So, and then they were going to...
Wait, noon? The party was at 7.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. He comes back.
Yeah.
Well, I just was thinking lunch party.
Yeah, that's right. A little late for a lunch.
7 p.m. I don't know, 3-4 hours?
Because I was wondering, it seems like maybe it might have been shorter because there's no big consequences.
Yeah.
But
and like his you know, coworker didn't like come get him or anything. Like no one cared that he was gone.
Yeah. Huh. It's do you think this was a little wacky?
It was a little wacky. It was a little too wacky.
A little too wacky for you? You want your TV to be boring and real?
Maybe not too wacky, but it was just a little unbelievable.
Yeah. It is nice that everyone was responding to it like, hey, you kidnapped. It wasn't like everyone's like, this is normal.
Yeah. They were even looking up like the consequences and like what type of felony this was going to be or if they're an accomplice.
I feel like someone should just let him go.
Someone should just open the door. And that's a question. That leads me to a question that I had.
What?
Did the cameraman just go in and out of the hostage room?
Hmm.
And if they did, couldn't they just let... Well, I guess they can't, but...
They can't interfere.
What the heck?
Doesn't matter what atrocities they say.
Yeah. They took an oath.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
It's like, you can do one of those, like, found footage horror movies, but there's just, like, a camera person. Like, we didn't find it. The gamer guy was just like, here's all my footage. And it's like, this person murdered all those people? And they're like, yeah, I guess so. I tried to stay out of it.
Here's another question for you.
Okay.
Have Jim and Pam slept together yet?
Why do you ask?
I don't know. I just just because they seem like they already have like a secret language.
Uh-huh.
Has Cece been conceived yet?
No. That's a ways away, right?
Yeah, it is, but
yeah.
Just wondering.
No, probably probably that first time. I don't know. They were dating all summer.
That's true.
So yes.
Okay. Thank
what do you.
You
think?
I think yes too, probably. Probably.
Are you thinking about it now?
No, I wasn't until you said that. I actually wasn't.
Yeah.
I was thinking they probably only had sex one time just to have Cece.
In the office?
Who knows? No.
What position though?
Ever since the PDA memo, they can't.
They can't. Not even at home. Because HR said so. Okay.
Okay.
Well, since this is
let's
another
end it on that now.
Bonus size two-parter, let's just cut it off, huh? Cut it off. Go to the Facebook page, The Finer Things Club. Send us an email at theoff5podcast@gmail.com. And what else? Oh, Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have a Twitter. I don't remember what it is. But someone got a mention to us to tell me off for saying that fluoride was bad. But I looked it up. And
it is bad.
No, it seemed like it's actually fine. You never hear people say they're wrong, but here I am saying probably. Probably wrong. I don't know. So anyway, take everything I say with a grain of salt and a shot of fluoride. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
2
Yeah.
I was really, I should pour my own into it. Oh, it's pretty. I've never seen this in a glass.
That is a nice color.
Looks like a sipping pretty.
It looks like matches your microphone. That's a fashion show at lunch.